Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. There's never been a time when songs didn't try to cheer us up. In good times, they confirm what we believe. In bad times, they try to lift our spirits. They may be delusional, but they're often irresistible, at least for the 3 minutes they last.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Despite their similarities, these songs are surprisingly diverse in style. You never know quite what to expect. The first of these two is almost an anthem. It's from the 1970s and is an abstract assertion that the best of days is right around the corner. Here they come. The second song sounds like one of those Depression Pollyanna songs that promises a better tomorrow during a time when things were pretty dismal. Except it's part of a parody of Depression-era movie musicals and was actually written in 1968. Mama Cass Elliott, with Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann's New World Coming, and from Jim Wise, George Hameson, and Robin Miller's Dames at Sea, Sally Stark, Good Times Are Here to Stay.
Getting that thing come.
Cass Elliot, New World coming, and Sally Stark, Good Times Are Here to Stay. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. The best songs about good times understand bad times. They may insist on optimism, but they know that melancholy and pessimism are just as real as happiness. They're songs about hope because all of them play off against bad times. Some are generic messages about the old American idea that things always get better generation by generation, but some come from times that were desperately dark, the Civil War, the Great Depression. In 1862, Stephen Foster took up the optimistic banner with Better Times Are Coming, Kate and Ann McGarrigle.
Hurrah, 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 sound the news from the din of battle booming, tell the people far and wide that better times are coming.
There are voices of hope that are born on the air, and our land will be free from its clouds of despair. For brave men and true men to battle have gone, and good times are now coming on.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Sound the news from the din of battle booming. Tell the people far and wide that better times are coming.
General Lyons and Baker and Ellsworth now are gone, but still we have some brave men to lead the soldiers on. The noise of battle will soon have died away, and the darkness now upon us will lead to a happy day.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Sound the news from the din of battle booming. Tell the people far and wide that better times are coming. Better times are coming.
Kate and Ann McGarrigle, Better Times Are Coming. Songwriters during the Depression did much the same thing. The darker the time, the more insistently optimistic the songs. You found them in the arrangements of hotel dance bands and in the recordings of early country music as well. Peddling apples on a street corner or struggling against the dust wasn't the difference. City or country, you needed something to hold on to. Bernie Cummings' orchestra, Cheer Up, Good Times Are Coming, and Merle Haggard, No Hard Times.
I ho, yay, bo, good times are coming, good times are coming, so cheer up. Let's be carefree and start a humming, then all your troubles will clear up. Make life a song and a dance, give care a swift kick in the pants, just yell then tell the world you're happy, good times are coming, so cheer up. happy. Good times are coming, so cheer up.
I got a barrel of flour, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. I got a barrel of flour, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. I ain't got no blues, got chickens in my backyard. I got corn in my crib, cotton growing in my patch. I got corn in my crib, cotton growing in my patch. I got that old hen sitting, waiting for that old hen to hatch. Yodeling, oh, hard time blues. Hitch up my mule and take a hold of my line. I'm gonna hitch up my mule and take a hold of my line. I can't be bothered with all this old hard time. I'll go ahead and pick one now. Shanty, Lord, I'm gonna settle down. I'm gonna build me a shanty, Lord, I'm gonna settle down. Get me a corn-fed mama, Lord, quit a running around. Here it comes. With my one-eyed mule and my good old Jersey cow. Yodeling, oh, hard time blues.
From 1930, Bernie Cummings Orchestra with Jesse Green and Ray Klage's Cheer Up, Good Times Are Coming, and Merle Haggard with Jimmy Rogers' 1932, No Hard Times. We've always had Pollyanna songs to tell us everything is wonderful, and if it's cloudy now, the sun will soon appear to warm your heart, dry your tears, and put a smile on your face. Most of these songs are less personal than that. They're assertions of hope and anthems for the future. They don't trade in ambiguity or nuance, but rather in conviction. They believe what's coming, at least in general terms. They aren't about you and me, about what we happen to be feeling this minute. They're for all of us. They also reflect an old strain in American life. From 1846, Leslie Gwynn with Stephen Foster's There's a Good Time Coming, and from 1970, Mama Cass Elliott with John Barry and Hal David's Good Times Are Coming.
There's a good time coming, boys, a good time coming. A good time coming. We may not live to see the day, but it's a glisten in the rain. A good time coming. Cannonballs may aid the truth, but thoughts are weapons stronger. We'll win our battle by its aid. Wait a look
a good time coming, boys, a good time coming. A good time coming. Shameful rivalries of greed shall not make the matter bleed. A good time coming. Religion shall be shorn of pride and flourish all the stronger, and charity shall trim her lap. Wait a little longer. Shall be and right, wait a little longer. There's a good time coming, boys, a good time coming. A good time coming, one in all that I shall be a monster of iniquity. In a good time coming. Nations shall not quarrel then, to prove which is the stronger, the slaughter men for glory's sake, wait a little longer. There's a good time coming, boys, a good time coming. A good time coming. Let us aid it all we can, every woman, every man. If rightly given, make the impulse stronger. 'Twill be strong enough one day. Wait a little longer.
Yeah.
Leslie Gwynn, There's a Good Time Coming, and Mama Cass Elliott, Good Times Are Coming. It doesn't sound it, but there are ironies lurking in, around, and behind these songs. Sometimes, anyway. At one end is a song that you probably ought to put last. It's the opposite of what's here. It knows about good times, but now they're over. It's a reality check, and that's okay anywhere along the way. Ray Price with Kris Kristofferson's For the Good Times.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times.
From 1970, Ray Price, For the Good Times. What's least convincing about these songs? They seem to imply that everything stops when the good times arrive. They drive out the bad, and we achieve happily ever after. But there really is something tentative about all that happiness. Nothing defines the good times like fragility. The title is innocent enough. Perhaps it's nothing more than a useful turn of phrase. But the sense of need and of effort linger in the language itself, regardless of intent. Gretchen Cryer and Nancy Ford with their own Hang On to the Good Times.
When I was just a little girl, my mother said to me, I've got something to tell you, call your brother Jimmy Lee. And so I went and got him, and we sat beneath the tree. And Mama's hands were shaking, she was crying, and I could see. And she said, hang on to the good times. tell you was your daddy's gone to rest. You know the man was suffering, so it happened for the best. Oh, we had some good times, we took him every chance. He was always singing, and that man could dance. Hang on to the good times and sing a happy song. Hang on to the good times when they come along. Celebrate the good times before they slip away. Stay. Ooh. Ooh. My body, it felt empty, and my heart began to pound. And everything was quiet, 'cause I couldn't make a sound. I knew that I was growing up, it happened all so fast. And everything was changing, my childhood days were past. And I heard, hang on to the good. Sing a happy song. Hang on to the good times when they come along. Celebrate the good times before they slip away. Remember that the good times hardly ever stay. Yesterday I lost a love, and all I got is pain, except for just a voice that I keep hearing again, hearing again, hearing again. Hang on to the good times and sing a happy song. Hang on to the good times when they come.
Gretchen Cryer and Nancy Ford, Hang On to the Good Times. The more specific the songs become, the more precise the imagery, the more particular the experience and emotion, the more convincing they become. An image of mourning, for instance, given form in a question, turns an easy assumption into something no stronger than a possibility. It isn't bad, but isn't quite good either. Dixie Carter with John Wolowicz's Will There Really Be a Morning?
Will there really be a morning? Is there such a thing as death? Could I see it from the mountains if I were as tall as they? Could I see it from the mountains if I were as tall as they? Has it feet like water lilies? Has it feathers like a bird?
Is it brought from famous countries of which I have never, never, never heard? Oh, some scholar, oh, some sage.
Dixie Carter, Will There Really Be a Morning? You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. The passage from bad times to good isn't necessarily easy or dramatic. Theodore Rethke wrote, "In a dark time the eye begins to see." So in one song I know our hearts will dance again, and in another, spring delayed but not for long and not for good. No need to cling to this fear. How much reassurance do you need, and how much can you find? How much is there? You could say that winter persists, but spring will come. Or you could say spring will come, but winter persists. They're not quite the same thing. Joe Sullivan Lesser sings Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year, and Peggy Lee follows with her and Hubie Wheeler's There'll Be Another Spring.
January and February were never so dismal and gray. Tragically, I feel like crying. Without you, my darling, I'm dying. But let's rather put it this way. And cling to this fear.
Joe Sullivan Lesser with Frank Lesser's Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year, and Peggy Lee, There'll Be Another Spring. These songs that struggle against bad times and embrace the good stretch over more than a century. For as long as popular music has been a business in this country and people have made their livings writing songs, they've described the tough times but held out hope. They've also played ironically with the difficulties the world keeps conjuring up. Whichever it is, you want to keep your sense of humor. Marlene Dietrich, Such Trying Times, and Jabbo Smith, Till Times Get Better.
A man I know is falling for me. A man I know is acting like a fool, while I remain as cool as ice. This man I know keeps calling for me. This man I know is acting far too grand. Why can't he understand? He's throwing losing dice. Such trying times, such trying times. Why do we live in such exasperating times? Such trying times, such trying times. If only we could find the reason for the rhymes. This man I knew has given it up. This man I knew has waited far too long and suddenly been strong enough to break the tie. This man I knew is living it up. This man I knew has buried all his past and found true love at last. But where the deuce am I? Such trying times, such trying times. Why do we live in such exasperating times? Such trying times, if only we could find the reason for the rhymes.
Such
such trying times, such trying times. Why do we live in such exasperating times? Such trying times, such trying times. If only we could find the reason for the rhyme. Why do we live in such exasperating times?
And that's a doggone sin now. It ain't nothing doing what you thinking about. It ain't no use to leave it, cause they're posted on your route. It's dry right now, but it's gonna get wetter. I'm gonna stay right here until times get better. I say it's dry right now, gonna get wetter. I'm gonna stay right here until the times get better.
Marlene Dietrich with John Addison and Julian Moore's Such Trying Times, and Jabbo Smith with his own Till Times Get Better. The problem with Pollyanna songs is that nobody believes them. The hope they offer is simple-minded because they reduce trouble to cliché, something easily discarded. But at least some of these songs understand exactly how hard the hard times are and how much of a struggle they are to overcome. They're the ones with conviction, none more so than Stephen Foster's Hard Times Come Again No More.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count her many tears. Oh, we all share in sorrow with the poor. It's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song this side of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered too long around my door. It's a song this side of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered too long around my door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a pale young maiden who toils her life away with a warm heart whose better days are o'er. Though her voice would be singing, it's sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song this side of the weary. Hard times come again no more.
Emmylou Harris, Hard Times Come Again No More. Despite the affirmations of plenty, contentment, and even joy, the lonely night is never very far off. As he aged, Johnny Mercer wrote with deepening wistfulness and even melancholy, a weariness that touched the heart and an honesty and directness that moved it in lyrics as simple as air and stone, gentle yet unflinching. He knew what might be waiting. Rosemary Clooney with Henry Mancini and Mercer's The Days of Wine and Roses.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door. A door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses, days of wine and roses, the days of wine and roses.
Rosemary Clooney, The Days of Wine and Roses. Despite the melancholy, all is never lost. That's the good news from the land where the good songs go. The message they send back is that love can survive. As for whether or not it will, you're on your own. What you have is what this song's title gives you, or at the very least acknowledges. Through the years it begins, and then each of us takes it from there. Here's One Take, with accompaniment by William Bolcom, Joan Morris, and Robert White sing Through the Years.
Through the years, I'll take my place beside you, smiling through the years. Through your tears, I'll keep my place beside you.
Joan Morris and Robert White with Vincent Heumann's and Edward Heyman's 1932 Through the Years. Bad times and good, good times and bad. And the songs keep coming to acknowledge wherever we might be and to reward our attention with hope, something to listen for. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.